First, House and Senate leaders are still working on a final version of the student transfer bill. After the House added language in which transfers from unaccredited public schools to private non-sectarian schools would be limited to St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and Jackson County. Also, private schools that accept public money would have to abide by every state law that governs public schools. House Speaker Tim Jones says he's been told by negotiators that there's been progress on an agreement.
And that's another bill that is bipartisan in nature and is requiring a lot of cooperation and continued cooperation between the House and Senate. I'm going to predict that we're going to have something to vote on, and hopefully it's something that both chambers can support.
In addition, Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey told reporters Thursday that he's hopeful the bill will make it to the Senate floor early this week. Meanwhile, lawmakers have been bracing for another potential veto from Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, who has been critical of a bill that would rewrite the state's criminal code. The governor's main objection is that the 645-page bill is too long. Dempsey says everyone is, quote, anxious to see what the governor does with the criminal code bill.
Our hope is that he signs it. A lot of work's been done. A lot of people invested a lot of time, including members of the Senate. There are safeguards in it to make sure that ultimately when the law goes into effect, that it's 100% good public policy.
On Friday, the bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Jolie Justice of Kansas City, told the Missouri Bar that she had been told that the governor won't veto the bill. The governor's office would not confirm that, but a spokesperson released a brief statement saying that they are working with the bill's backers to address concerns. Nixon has until Tuesday to take action on the criminal code rewrite. Another measure that appeared headed for passage this week has a new roadblock. House Democrats are now opposing the transportation sales tax measure because of the Republicans' successful override of the governor's tax cut veto. John Deal of St. Louis County is the House Majority Floor Leader.
The Democrats have decided to kind of cry in their milk on the tax cut override. Since that required bipartisan support to get passed, I'm not sure with them kind of being crybabies about it, whether or not we're going to have the votes to pass it or not.
GOP leaders needed help from the Democrats to get the transportation sales tax through the House the first time. In the Senate, another major push is expected on requiring Missouri voters to show photo IDs at the polls. A 2006 law mandating photo identification was tossed out by the state Supreme Court, and Republican leaders have been trying ever since to reinstate it. Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis condemned those efforts on the Senate floor.
This legislation we have seen would result in the disenfranchise of eligible Missouri voters, because not all eligible Missouri voters currently have or can obtain access to voter IDs.
Democrats have been showing signs of blocking the photo ID measure, along with blocking a bill to require a 72-hour waiting period before a woman could have an abortion. Other bills whose fates hang in the balance this week include ones that could nullify federal gun control laws within Missouri's borders, would allow medical personnel to refuse to perform procedures that violate their personal or religious beliefs, and would allow early voting but largely restrict it to normal business hours. The 2014 session ends Friday at 6 p.m. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.